I bled alone until Eugene, my dad's best friend, walked in. He had just become an EMT for the tribal clinic. "Let me look at that," he said, and poked at my wound. "You still got your motorcycle?" I asked. "Nah, I wrecked that thing," he said, and dabbed antiseptic on my cut. "How does this feel?"
"It hurts."
It's nothing," he said. "Maybe 3 stitches. I'll drive you to Spokane to get it fixed up."
"Do you hate me too?" I asked Eugene.
"Nah, man, you're cool," he said.
"Good," I said.
"It's too bad you didn't get to play," Eugene said. "Your dad says you're getting pretty good."
"Not as good as you," I said.
Eugene was a legend. People say he could have played in college, but people also say Eugene couldn't read. You can't read, you can't ball.
"You'll get them next time," Eugene said.
"You stitch me up," I said.
"What?"
"You stitch me up. I want to play tonight."
"I can't do that, man. It's your face. I might leave a scar or something."
"Then I'll look tougher," I said. "Come on, man."
So Eugene did it. He gave me 3 stitches in my forehead, and it hurt like crazy, but I was ready to play the second half.
We were down by 5 points. Rowdy had been an absolute terror, scoring 20 points, grabbing 10 rebounds, and stealing the ball 7 times.
"That kid is good," Coach said.
"He's my best friend," I said.
"Well, he used to be my best friend."
"What is he now?"
"I don't know."
We scored the first 5 points of the third quarter, and then Coach sent me into the game. I immediately stole a pass and drove for a layup. Rowdy was right behind me. I jumped into the air, heard the curses of 200 Spokanes, and then saw only a bright light as Rowdy smashed his elbow into my head and knocked me unconscious. Okay, I don't remember anything else from that night, so everything I tell you now is secondhand information. After Rowdy knocked me out, both of our teams got into a series of shoving matches and push fights. The tribal cops had to pull 20 or 30 adult Spokanes off the court before any of them assaulted a teenage white kid. Rowdy was given a technical foul. So we shot 2 free throws for that. I didn't shoot them, of course, because I was already in Eugene's ambulance with my mother and father on the way to Spokane. After we shot the technical free throws, the 2 referees huddled. They were 2 white dudes from Spokane who were absolutely terrified of the wild Indians in the crowd and were willing to do anything to make them happy. So they called technical fouls on 4 of our players for leaving the bench and on Coach for unsportsmanlike conduct. Yep, 5 technicals, 10 free throws. After Rowdy hit the first 6 free throws, Coach cursed and screamed and was thrown out of the game. Wapanet ended up winning by 30 points. I ended up with a minor concussion. Yep, 3 stitches and a bruised brain. My mother was just beside herself. She thought I'd been murdered. "I'm okay," I said, "just a little dizzy."
"But you're hydrocephalus," she said. "Your brain is already damaged enough."
"Gee, thanks, Mom," I said. Of course, I was worried that I'd further damaged my already damaged brain. The doctor said I was fine. Mostly fine.